Wheel barrow.
And when they would sharpen things, like if they had to sharpen a sickle or something, what would they use to sharpen those things with?
A cycle of some kind, but now let's see. I don't know whether I know what to call it. I know what it is.
Did they have a rock or something they used to sharpen things?
Grindstone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of, but I couldn't. Uh-huh. Yeah, grindstone. That'd be a great big some bigger than others, you know. And you'd pedal that with your feet, you see.
Oh, you'd pedal it.
You pedal it, you know, and make it go around. Or I have turned the blame thing for hours when we didn't have one with a pedal on it. I can remember when we didn't have. But modern days, they made a pedal. But now I'd have to turn that for Daddy's sharpness tools. But the hose, our hose, cotton hose, we'd sharpen with a file. That was a morning's job when we'd go to the cotton patch while he'd sharpen all of our hoses.
Sharpen those with a file.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you
pull
all those weeds out.
That's right.
If you were baking something, now if you wanted to keep it from sticking to the pan, you'd have to.
We never knew anything then on the grease.
That's what I wanted.
That's what we used. We grease it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now then you got pan.
That's right. Pray it on. Well, my mother says she can't believe she used to not have that.
I know it. You know, some people say they don't like that, but I think it's wonderful.
I
don't either.
My mother uses all the time.
One day I got me some, I brought a chicken out here and I wanted to, bake it, but what was it I was going to do with it, you know, the shake and bake.
Oh, shake and bake,
And I just knew it, but it didn't do nothing that time. I didn't put no pan or nothing, and you know that stuck. And the next time I done it, I loved it. I love chicken cooked that way, or pork chops or anything.
Uh-huh.
And I sprayed that pan, and you know it just didn't stick at all. And your vessels are so much easier to clean up, and it's just better, I think.
I wouldn't do about it. Oh, I know.
But I've got some neighbors that just wouldn't use it at all. Doesn't do any good.
You know, some people are afraid of it.
Well, I guess so.
Now, my aunt, that one I told you about, Mrs. Ben's friend, scared death up. She said she's afraid it'll hurt her.
Oh! But it's not got any smell or any taste.
Nothing.
I just live by it. I mean, I abide by it. I just use it. I really like it. I'm not no cook either.
What about, you were telling me that you had lanterns, and you had these two lanterns, I think. Well, what would they burn in, though?
Kerosene.
Well, what about in the house for light?
Just to put all light. Just kerosene light with a wick and a burner, you know, just to get them.
Well, when, now like...
Oh, I have. Now, when I was a little bitty girl, when we'd run out of kerosene, we wouldn't have it. I've had mother to take homemade lard. You know, we always had lard. But I've seen her put lard in a little bowl, and she'd take a cloth, and she'd saturate that and twist it. You know, you twist it until you double it together.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll just be like a little rope.
Oh.
Well, she'd twist that and put in this lard, and it'd make a whole lot better than a candle.
You don't.
Well, yes, you can just make a good light. She made it a light a many time that way. I've seen her do that.
Well, I sure did know that.
And I'll tell you something else that I knew that she done when I was a child. You see, off out that way, honey, you had to hook up the team to come to town if you could get it when you got here.
Uh-huh.
Well, we ran out of coffee. And we were all coffee drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And now this meal that we bring to the meal, it would have bran. We called it wheat bran, or corn bran, you know.